Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
Thank you, Pastor Bruce, give me a chance and declare that I'm a patient man. And thank you, Darren, to God, Kobe, so that I'm okay to speak in English. And so, my second time in English. So, please be patient on this sermon. So, who likes Curry, and who likes Pastor Bruce? Hey, it's rare. Who likes Pastor Bruce? Who like Jesus? Who like the food of spirit? So today we're talking about patience. So let me ask you, who is the person you feel that sometimes you are losing your patience? Please raise your hand. Okay, those are people who raise your hand, let me feel better. Because I'm the person who are easy to lose my control and lose a patience. So maybe I learned a lot from the Holy Spirit. So today to share something. So when Pastor Bruce and I, we talking about a sermon today, we give everyone four rules that to grow your patience. First, pray to God. Ask Him to put someone you can stand around you. And the second one, try to stay there with that person, okay? And the third one, when the person frustrates you, practice patience. Okay, and the fourth one, when you lose patience, try to be patient with yourself. So this is my sermon for today. Next slide. When we see the Bible, who will confuse or who will wondering why the fruit of the spirit is patience, not excellency, not guessing dance, not efficiency. Why is patience? Why is love, peace, joy, and self-control? Why is those are the fruit of spirit? Actually, the fruit of spirit give us the power to overcome adversity. It's not only maybe someone, maybe it's your environment. Some Bible versions translate patient to long-suffering. So sometimes, in our life, we will go into a circumstances which is not running as our expectation. We will need those the fruit of spirit. Next slide. So there's a book about the AQ. Who read the book AQ? Yeah, whatever you are in the business or in the school or in the ministry, we will face some difficulties. Maybe it's a person who always that you met. Or maybe it's an environment, it's really tough. But the spirit, the fruit of the spirit, let us can face on those circumstances. And actually, we are living on a sinful world. In the age of Adam and God, the God asked Adam to eat the fruit of life, right? The fruit of life. And now, when we receive Jesus, Jesus let Holy Spirit upon us, live in us, and give us the fruit of the Spirit. And when Adam eat the fruit of life, they will not die. They will conquer the sin. They will conquer the enemy attack. And nowadays, we need the fruit of the Spirit in us that we can overcome the sin, overcome the circumstances, overcome the people who hurt us, who betrayed us, who abuse us, who make us angry or make us mad. Next slide. But when the circumstances come, we have two options to choose. One is rely on ourselves. Also, we can rely on God. But sometimes, even we are Christians, but we don't know how to rely on God, not rely on our flesh. One day, last month, when I in a prayer meeting, the worship prayer meeting, God tell me that, Pastor Johannes, my son Johannes, you don't have faith. I say, what? God, I don't have faith. I'm full time. I run in the church. I try to love people. I try to take a risk. I try to step in. But why, God, you say that I don't have faith? God tell me, this is your own ability, but it's not mine. So when God tell me that, oh, Johannes, you don't have faith, I remind me that when my daughter Elizabeth is in Celine's wound, and Celine's bleeding, I was no faith. This is the circumstances that I cannot change. When Celine had physical illness, I don't have faith. I was sad. I was upset. I was very, very many negative thoughts inside of me. When the church doesn't running well, I don't have faith. It's because it is out of my control. So God tell me that. So now you have to practice faith. When the sins come out of your ability. Same in the fruit of Spirit. When we need love from the fruit of Spirit, from the Lord, it's the circumstances that we cannot love by our own. When we need to have patience, the fruit of Spirit of patience from the Spirit, it's the circumstances that we cannot be patient by our own flesh. So if we are using our own flesh to be patient, if someone you offend you, you will be trying to say something that, oh, this is nothing matter, and I can hold on, and tell many things that tell ourselves to be patient, tell something ourselves to be not mad. But eventually, we will blow up because it's on our flesh. So we should try it. We should try it to know, to learn how to receive the fruit of Spirit from the Lord and grow ourselves, not just learn to be patient or to be loved or to be joy just on by ourselves. The fruit of Spirit comes from the Holy Spirit, not from ourselves. This is a very good point. The fruit of the Spirit comes from the Holy Spirit, not by our own flesh. So in this verse in Jeremiah, they say, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who trusts is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes. For its leaves remains green and is not exhausted in the year. It's not a day. It's not a week. It's not a month. In a year, long suffering of drought. For it does not cease to bear fruit. So when we receive the fruit of the Spirit, we can bear fruit in our life. We can bear fruit in our family. We can bear fruit in our church. We can bear fruit around us, even the situation doesn't run well. Even the situation is tough. Even the situation that you feel long suffering, but we can be patient. We can be patient. So this is the four suggestions that I really want to talk today. First is pray. Not just pray for people who will let you feel impatient in your life, but we should pray to God. Pray to God to let God to lead in us and give us the reason. During my ministering past year, one day, in a very difficult situation, I prayed to the Lord. I prayed to the Lord, why I'm here. I'm so suffering. It's so hard for me. Then God, the Father God, asked me a question. Why Jesus, before Jesus died on the cross, Jesus should pray in the garden. Why? What Jesus prayed three times. Jesus said, God, if you want to move the cup, if it's okay, move the cup. But if not, do your will, not our will. So Jesus are making sure these circumstances, this suffering is from the Lord. How about if Jesus just be want to die and be tortured and have the suffering just by himself, not from the Lord? It caused suicide. But Jesus really know that the crucified, the sins that he is going to take, the suffering, is from the Lord, is from the God Father. So Jesus know the reason why he should be go through this process. So if we pray, God will talk to us, and let us to know this suffering is from the Lord or not. And if it's from the Lord, we are taking the suffering not because of us, it's because of God. We are in a long suffering, no reason. Not just because we want to be a good Christian, not because of it's nice, it's because of the Lord. So if we pray, God give us strength to hold on us, to face on the circumstances and trying to be patient. Be patient is we pray God give us the strength. And second, live in grace. If we don't live in grace, we are hardly to give the grace to the others. If we are not living grace, we cannot give grace to the others. One day, there's a person who is really let me mad. And obviously, he's doing things wrong, not matured, and have making trouble, and hurt me, and no, made me impatient. And I tell myself that I cannot be patient anymore. God, why? What happened? And when I pray, God, show me the Johannes 15, 20 years ago, the young Johannes. I'm still young, but younger Johannes. Younger Johannes, immature, always be emotional and hurt people and maybe willing to serve, maybe willing to do things, but always making trouble. And God, show me, I grow today from the past to now, become now the person, is because of the people who give me grace. My parents give me grace. Some people who work with me give me grace. My pastor, my small group leaders give me grace. So I realize I'm living in grace. I'm not living in harsh. I'm not living in only the excellency. I'm not only live in the rules. I live in grace. So it gives me the strength, the ability to give grace when the people, when the environment doesn't run well. So the second is living grace. And the third is leave it to God. It's the faith. We should have a faith from the Lord to see that God is a good God. God is in control. So we should leave it to God. We should believe the Lord. When the things doesn't come well, we leave to God. In Matthew chapter 11, they say, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and slow in heart. Gentle and slow in heart. It's not fast in heart. It's slowly in heart. So Jesus tell me that take my yoke upon you, not because of you, it's because of Jesus, not because of us, it's because of Jesus. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, learn from the character of Jesus, for I am gentle and slowly in heart, and you will find rest of your soul. So sometimes we are not patient. We don't find rest in our soul. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Then Jesus tell his disciple, if anyone who come after me, let me deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Take up Jesus close and follow him. And this is a very interesting part. For whoever will save his life will lose it. But whoever lost his life for my sake will find it. Which means that if we are under a circumstances, it's not running well. But it's God wants us to lay down ourselves. Then we will get the life, his life. We will get his life. We will have the fruit of the Spirit inside of us. Because God wants us to go through those sufferings. Because God wants us to overcome those things. So it's the secret exchange. In the Rome, they say, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Next one. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into his grace, in which we stand. We should stand in his grace, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Next one. Not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and the character produces hope. I was not a person who had good patience. And before, when I was a young Christian, I'm very disliked to read this scripture. Because why? Suffering. And then suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. No, sometimes when I read it, I feel, why? And doesn't let me feel good. But the truth is in the next float, next verse. The hope does not put us to shame. The hope, when we're doing the suffering, does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our heart through the Spirit who has been given to us. Because when we are going to a process with the Lord, God build up our character, build up our hope, and does not put us to shame. And the secret is that God's love has been poured into our heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So when I talking about the relationship I with God, I always remind me this picture is I'm a baby of God. I'm a son of God, and I have a small hand. God has a big hand, and God is with us. We have a covenant relationship with God. And when we are not patient, when we during the suffering, in the flesh, we are easily to reply not well. But God will give us strength to overcome it, to have a patience from the heaven, to have a patience on the heaven. So I invite the worship team come up and everyone to stand. we should have a secret exchange to the Lord. During the worship time, I invite everyone that if now you are in a long suffering, if now you have in a hard circumstances, if there's someone that you met or hurt you, or the environment or your job, your ministry doesn't run well, and is the circumstances, the situation is beyond your ability, please put your hand on your heart. Let us be aligned with the Lord. And the fruit, the Spirit, I pray that the Holy Spirit will upon us, because we are not fight, because we are not trying to overcome by our own flesh. Lord, I pray that Holy Spirit, you are upon us. Lord, I pray that there are many people in our room are crying out for you. Lord, give us the strength. Lord, give us the character. Lord, give us the hope. Lord, give us your love and joys. Give us the ability to grow your fruit in our life. Let's pray. Let's pray during the worship.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.